Sometimes you feel so alone and overwhelmed, you don't know where to turn. These days, it seems like there is no end to our problems. We invite you to connect with Silent Unity, the 24-hour prayer ministry, where someone is waiting to pray with you right now. Since 1890, Silent Unity has always been there. No judgment or dogma, just someone affirming the best for you. Call 816-969-2000 today. You can also connect online at unityprayervigil.org.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
This one is called The Plants. Take 8.
Welcome to Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, the best-looking guys on the radio. We all know the funniest things happen when we stop taking ourselves too seriously and step out boldly, like Mr. Magoo blindly stepping onto the next swinging girder and falling into an outrageous jackpot. Your hosts, Daryl and Ed, are about to administer a refreshing dose of laughter and love that will inspire you to step out boldly and experience the funniest things. Now, here are your hosts, Daryl and Ed.
Welcome to The Funniest Thing.
Oh, boy.
Where each week we share stories about how stepping out boldly always leads to better than expected outcomes.
Oh, yes, it does.
I'm Daryl.
And I'm Ed.
And we're broadcasting live from middle school studios in downtown Culver City, the heart of Screenland.
Well, everybody.
You know what, Ed?
What?
You asked for it.
That's right. You asked for it with Jeff Spikes. All the good we desire is already ours. That is the ultimate truth. However, the universe is always listening. So if we are more interested in griping, then we will be distracted from our good and get more to gripe about. On this episode, Daryl and Ed remind listeners that when we appreciate what we have, it opens us up to prosper in unexpected ways. And during the second segment, Divine Guidance Counselor Jeff Spikes builds our confidence with today's daily word, gratitude.
I think we should kick right into those three breaths.
I know. Rachel Gallant on Facebook Live says, we look marvelous.
Well,
you look marvelous. Oh, yeah, just like that old catchphrase. Well, thank you, Rachel Gallant. Three breaths, you say, Daryl?
Yes. Three breaths
you got. Let's take a deep breath. This was taken from inspiration from one of Daryl's journal entries the other day. So let's take a deep breath to clear our mind. I don't need no plots and schemes. I got angels on my team.
I don't need no plots and schemes. I got angels on my teams.
Team.
I don't need no plots and schemes. I got angels on my team. Sound of angels.
There they are now. The beauty of this show is called You Asked For It, because there's in the Bible it says before you even ask, God has already answered. And that's actually principle. Before we even ask, within us, God has already answered our desire. Some say God's the one that put that desire in our heart. So a lot of times, though, even if we at first feel inspired, we start to think we need to plot and scheme in order to make things happen. Do you have that journal? Because Daryl had a really good experience lately.
Oh, my goodness. Because our good is always here.
Yes.
It's just, am I open to receive it? That's the great news. It's even better than thinking we have to always concentrate on our dreams. And, you know, sometimes you hear this stuff in New Thought circles, and it seems like it's a real effort of maintaining, you know, what you really want in your mind at all times,
right?
And you're going to bring it to you.
Right.
But the even better news is the fact that, whoops, hang on.
Yes.
Is the fact that our good, all the good we can imagine, is already here available to us.
Yes.
And the only thing that gets in our way is us feeling worthy, right?
Or unworthy.
Or not really believing it is here for us. So we kind of like, we don't really accept it fully.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's the thing about these principles is that they're just about cooperating with the spirit that is already wanting to happen. That's already really already happened.
Yes.
And now we're just cooperating so that we can be a cooperative component, if you will, and let it in, let it flow. You just mentioned this thing.
Good, you got to read that because I just found something too. An old daily word just flew out of my book right now.
So if fear gets in the way, and The Power of Decision by Raymond Charles Barker, we recommend this book. If you want to read anything you hear on the show today, go to darylanned.com. There's a reading list and you can order these books. We don't make money off of it, but we do enjoy sharing the books we read. And it's just a few lines, which was what you were just saying, which is serious lack or fear of it prevents you from full self-expression. You cannot be the free person you want to be. It limits your creativeness. It keeps your sights set in the wrong direction. If this is your problem, right now is the time to do something about it. Make your decision that you will be set free from all present lack and limitation, and that there shall be none in your future. It has to be a very sincere decision with deep feelings. And that just means joy, really. Remember, deep feelings is just joy. The joy of release from fear and doubt and worry.
Yes, and I'm going to read out my journal in a second. But this was just here in one of my books. It's from the word grace, which was September 14th, 2020, from the Daily Word, which we read from. And it says, I release my grip on specific outcomes and surrender my wants and needs to the grace of spirit. No matter what is going on in my life, I remain open to the good that I know is present. And another way of thinking about grace is imagining that no matter what I'm doing, if I'm just maintaining my goal of keeping peace of mind, my main objective.
Right, and acting as an ambassador of
God's
love.
That's right, and
keeping it that simple, no matter what you're doing.
Exuding God's love and maintaining my peace, then I can rest assured that I'm in grace in the delightful idea that grace means for me. Well, I'm just tending to this, maintaining my peace, exuding love, no matter what I'm doing, then I could rely on the fact, the truth, that God has arranged everything on my behalf and things are going to come together in serendipitous or miraculous ways. So just yesterday, every morning, Ed and I strongly recommend a morning routine.
Well, first of all, 2 days ago, Daryl posted, we received a comment
On YouTube.
On a YouTube video. Daryl's been doing public art, little short inspiring videos about public art in Culver City.
Yes.
It started when the pandemic, quote, pandemic started.
Yes.
And he's just been doing them for the love of this. And he's always saying, oh, it'd be so great if the city promoted these so that people can see all this art that's here. Because you walk right by it, you don't really, if you don't know why it was there or what the spirit of it is, you can overlook it. Like a lot of things, you can just overlook the beauty that's around you. So Daryl's been promoting those. So, and he's just been joyously going about his business and saying, wow, you know, like, look at this. He does a little study. He makes these creative videos. And slowly, without any act of like self-will or plotting and scheming, the people from Culver City, the local government have been taking note.
Yes.
Right. One lady shared them at a meeting, a city council meeting, I think it was.
Something
she shared
like
some
that,
of your videos. And then Daryl happened to run into another guy who's in charge of the Culver City.
Oh, well, we got to tell that's part of the amazing story.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
I thought we were going to talk about the one that was specifically related to the.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was another fellow that he saw. The car was a Coast Guard.
Yeah, it had a Coast Guard veteran license plate on it. I'm like, you never see these. And the car was parked. Ed and I leave, and I said, oh, well, if it's meant to be, I'll bump into him, you know, because it was a parked car.
Yeah, well, Daryl saw the vanity plate that noted that he was a part of the Coast Guard.
We
might have mentioned this last week, but I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
At any rate, you ended up talking to that fellow who gave you his email.
Yes.
And because he turned out to be the head of the, one of the heads, right?
Of the Culver City Arts Foundation. He was the former mayor.
Yeah.
Can you believe this stuff?
All of this because Daryl noticed his car license plate was he was in the Coast Guard, and Daryl said, "Wow, I've been seeing so many people in the Coast Guard lately. I never do."
And my intention is just unconditional love. I wasn't trying to get anything out of it. And then he asked me, "Well, what'd you do when you got out of Coast Guard?" I said, "Well, I went back to art school." And then he started mentioning the Arts Foundation. I go, "Oh, well, you know what I've been doing? I'm making these little videos." He goes, "Wow, really? Can you share them with me?"
Yeah, send me the email.
Send me the funny YouTube link.
It was really amazing because Daryl and I were getting ready to leave the parking structure. Daryl noticed the car. Then we walked away. We started saying goodbye to one another.
Because we had to pay.
Yeah, we had to pay. So we went and paid for our fee. And then we're saying goodbye to each other. And the very guy who owned that car pulled out at that very moment. And Daryl and him struck up a chat. And he happened to be the very guy.
It's crazy.
That was a link in the golden chain of Daryl's good. And then he passed his – well – this so now we go to like what 2 days ago.
2 days ago, so
Daryl's mind was starting to get the best of him.
You know, why do I do any of these things?
What's the use of me even doing these videos?
Yeah, I don't hear from anybody about these videos.
I'm not famous.
Yeah, what's the use? And I go and I was but then I got excited. Ooh, because you get emails if someone comments on your YouTube.
Yeah.
So I go, ooh, YouTube comment. And it was one of those ones that you could take either way. Like, it could sound suspect, like it might just be lathering you up for a sales pitch.
Right.
Because it said, "You have a fantastic on-camera presence." So I go, this sounds a little odd.
Right.
So, and it, you know, it has a girl's face. So I click on it, and all I read, like, I just look at it quickly, and the only thing that catches my eye is, my former life in hate, or I left...
What was life it? After hate.
That's it!
His former life as a neo-Nazi. Yeah.
Life after hate. My former life as a neo-Nazi, and I thought, oh, this is just neo-Nazi page.
Yeah, and the funny part was, just like our show description says, if we're more interested in griping, then we'll be distracted from our good.
I was distracted from
so he didn't even notice who this person really was. He says to Stephen Tom Thorpe and Kirk and I, "I'm no good. All I get is neo-Nazis that like my stuff." And I was like, we all kind of scratched our head, right? But it turned out that this person was not a neo-Nazi.
No!
So go ahead.
So that was 2 days ago. So yesterday I did my morning routine. And afterwards, I like to jot down things that get my mind going in the right direction.
Yeah.
So I just wrote this. Dream, don't scheme. Exude love unconditionally. Think of God's presence at work. And live in the belief that God's grace is at work and bringing my desires in ways so much better than I can imagine.
And you mind you, this is Daryl like writing. So we always say, do a morning routine. Like wake up, read some inspired reading, such as the books we recommend on our reading list or the ones we read from, the Daily Word. Then do some quiet time, meditation,
yes.
And then do some affirmative thinking, write down an inspired to-do list, like yes. Write down an inspired thought that maybe came to you while you were reading or during
yes.
your meditation. So this is like Daryl's prescription. This
yes.
is not, this is like his head was getting caught up in gripes, but this is Daryl like helping him to get out of
yes.
the gripes, right?
So, yeah, so I start right, so I write that.
Let me just say that one more time, because he said that belief that God's grace is at work and bringing my desires in ways much better than I can imagine, which brings you, is there more to it?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Because then I started feeling so self-assured
yes.
about, because when you do this, the reason it feels good is because we're reconnecting with what's true. It doesn't feel good because we're fooling ourselves. Matter of fact, when we're fooling ourselves, we don't feel good.
And that's when we're prey to plots and schemes.
Yes.
That's when we're prey to people who want us, they want to feed off of our insecurity and our desperation and sell us things and
to make it happen
that they're
now.
Gonna, yeah, they're basically saying something that can't really be true, which is you can't make things happen. Like Eric Butterworth said, our job is not to set it right, or it's to see it rightly. So that's what the morning routine,
yes.
that's what Daryl was doing here. He's helping himself see it rightly.
So I'm fueled with this good feeling and I go on to write. Now this is my day, the affirmation for the day.
Right.
This was yesterday. And I wrote, today is the day magic happens. I receive great news and big, happy financial surprises. And then I wrote, I am worthy, in quotes. And underneath, with a little arrow towards it, it says, right there, it says, God's been waiting a long time to hear me say that. You know, I am worthy.
That's right. That's what, yeah, like when I always say, when we have these moments where we're like, aha, I am amazing, life is good, we're the last to know.
Yes.
We're not the first to know. The whole universe is waiting for us to recognize how great we are and how amazing life is.
So then I wrote, let's enjoy a day together, God. So then I just had my little to-do list.
So back to the woman who commented on his video, but Daryl was in gripe mode, so he didn't really read who she was properly. He just saw some. This is how
my life after
we're in
hate.
Fear, our minds grabbing aggressively at things and putting them together in ways that only confirm our fears.
Yes.
That's why we need to dummy down, do our morning routine, reset our brain, know that these are principles. Oh. No matter what our mind is telling us, there are principles that govern the universe, and they are moving in a positive direction at all times. So then.
And like we said, your good is always here. It's always available to you.
Yes.
Just, you know, these negative thought stuff, don't rid us of our good. Don't make us never get our good. All it does is just delay it because our attention is elsewhere.
It's like makes it more difficult for us to afford to arrive.
That's it. That's it. But right. But it's ready to arrive even when you think you've been thinking wrongly. So
right.
I get an email. I do my morning routine. I run my rope. We're going to hear great news. So first news I heard was Ed and I received a text from the Unity of the West Side.
Yes.
And just a little earlier, I was thinking to myself, because we just did the
Truth Talk
on Sunday.
You can go to Unity of the West Side on Facebook, their page, and you can see our Truth Talk from Sunday, October 25th, because I know the people listening to this will be hearing this later.
So, and I thought, did we really do a good job? Did I make it clear what I was trying to explain?
Right.
And I had to just bless that. So, first good news is they were telling us that, our friend there who works in the office said, oh, my God, everyone was talking about how much they loved your talk.
Wow.
And then, remember I said we were going to get unexpected big happy financial surprises.
That's right.
Ed and I both received a check.
Right.
So I was like, holy cow, this stuff really works. Because I was a little uncomfortable about saying big happy financial surprise. This is the thing, that little thing that makes us think, oh, man, we deserve that. You shouldn't pray for myself. That's being selfish. That is crap.
You can see it and hear that it's blocking our creative self-expression when we feel that and think that way.
It's crap. The good you seek is seeking you. God delights in us to be successful and happy.
And it's seeking to express through us.
Through us. So then I check my email, and there's an email on there from a woman, and it's saying, I am the president of the Culver City Arts Foundation. Oh, my God, your videos are amazing, with all caps. And she goes on and on about how she wants to talk to me, hopefully that day, which
collaborate.
And she, I mean, just, it was so flattering. And then I get to the bottom and I realize, oh, my God, this is the lady that I thought was the neo-Nazi.
Right.
Because she wasn't a neo-Nazi. It wasn't her life after hate. It was her interviewing a guy who's become a very positive influence for the past like 22 decades after having a life as a young man where his head was twisted, you know, in all that hate. So it just goes to show that even when you're thinking wrong, what do I say? Your dreams, nothing's ever lost. Like the years, the locust ate.
As soon as we get back on board with this divine mind, with this creative stream of life, life has an amazing way of restoring that which it seems that fear or doubt or regret has taken from us. The moment we wake back up to who we truly are, it gets restored to us in new and better ways. So in this case, our show is called You Asked For It. Daryl's soul asked for this connection to share long time ago.
Well, because the goal, like I knew the people who would really appreciate the art in Culver City would be Culver City people who were interested in that sort of thing. So I was always hoping that they would find these videos.
Yeah.
And now the exact person or people or organization that will distribute the videos to those people is now you know,
it's all in motion all in amazing motion, ways that couldn't have been predicted. And Daryl, at one point, here's the thing, you got to take the inspired approach, because some doors, you'll see signs of land, if you will, where this door appears to be opening and it seems like it might be the one, but if it doesn't feel right, it's good to pause and ask, is this really the right one? Because Daryl was going to apply to be the artist laureate for, it's like a 3-year stint with Culver City, thinking that might be the way to sort of express this and bring this about for people, but it didn't feel right.
No.
So just in the last several months, he gave up on that, you know, because it didn't feel right.
Yes.
And now this, he could have never predicted how these other doors were going to open, but that's the way God works. That's the way life works when we allow it to, cooperate.
It's incredible, because I'm now being invited in as, you know, as a colleague, instead of someone coming in looking.
Yeah, like, please.
Yeah, please,
like,
please.
I mean, that's such a good metaphor for what all this stuff is about. When we, like, crawl on our hands and knees and beg for things, it's almost like if you have to beg to get it, you have to beg to keep it. You always say if you have to fight to get it, you have to fight to keep it. Yeah. If you have to beg to get it, you have to beg to keep it. That's not what you want to do. You want to enter through the door where you're of a mutual appreciation and where everyone's working together to bring about the good. It's so awesome. What are you going to read?
I hope that made sense.
I think it does.
Well, this is from A Year of Miracles from Marianne Williamson.
Yes.
And this is a great one. I'm just going to read a short.
Oh, we got time. Go ahead.
We got plenty of time here.
Are you looking for your glasses?
Yeah, I had them here. I guess I tossed them. So anyway, in all the excitement, my glasses flew out the window.
Yes.
So this is, if you have this book.
Jesus told you to get rid of those glasses.
I can see where I was blind. Now I can see.
That's right.
Okay. Day 247. It says, today I will not play small. Today I will not allow false modesty to keep me from claiming the power within me. God placed it there to be used on his behalf, and I serve no one by hiding my light. Pretending to be less than I am is a game that I play at my peril. And she goes on to say, it is humble, not arrogant, to accept the power of God within me.
I got to read a little bit from my favorite book, Celebrate Yourself, by Eric Butterworth. And I really recommend this book for anyone. It's one of my favorite books. It's a series of short writings. You can read any one. And just yesterday or the day before, I opened one that I don't think I've read before. Or if I had, I didn't remember reading it. And the book is called Celebrate Yourself by Eric Butterworth. The reading is called The Quiet and the Strong. It says, sometimes when it seems that we must do it now, it might be wise to do it tomorrow instead. Sometimes the most urgent need in the midst of the feeling of urgency, if we listen to the inner voice, is to pause and relax. The reason we sometimes feel tense about things that must be done is that we are not realizing our inward resources through which they can be done easily and well. We need to wait on the Lord to put off doing the thing so as to dispel the tension that results from urgency and let the subconscious mind help us to organize the ideas and solve the problem. Take a moment to return and rest by mentally taking a trip on the magic carpet of imagination to a place in your memory where you have found peace, some beautiful scene that you have witnessed, a cool mountain lake or a field of golden poppies. We all need to relearn the art of pausing, the art of doing nothing. In this way, we can let our souls catch up with our bodies and get in tune with the rhythm of the universe. Let us give thanks for the consciousness of divine order in our lives. Then let us resolve that we won't be rushed, that we won't necessarily do it now. You know, I used this 2 days ago. Something came up at work regarding a meeting that we had scheduled that had a bunch of people involved. One person, who I didn't inform until a little bit later than everyone else, told me she couldn't make it to the meeting. And like that, it felt like the house of cards in my brain that I was trying to hold together just came tumbling down because so many people were involved. Thankfully, I read this stuff, and I was practicing this stuff this week to get ready for the show, and I realized if I act out of this fear, and even if I ask someone for help out of this fear, I'm just going to pull them into my nightmare. Because my own mind, no one else is telling me this is urgent. My own mind, and this is the difference between like using wisdom or not. Because I only read what I've learned that is through practicing and reading this and going, even though my mind is telling me that this is the right thing to do, it does not feel good, and I'm not going to reap rewards. So I put it off. But I put it off. For a moment, I imagined, like I said, I'm blessing this and it's going to turn out easy. And in a couple days, I'm going to feel like I didn't run away from it. I blessed it. I said, yes. Not right now. I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to let sort of my subconscious mind, like Butterworth said, will help me organize these details. Like you said, let God on the unseen plane arrange things. And so today I called my friend who I had mentioned on another show, who's just been an amazing colleague and support person for me at our school. She's the school psychologist. Again, I'm a teacher. So I told her, I said, look, this was today, 2 days after. I've been letting go of the urgency. And I told her, look, I said, my mind is in that moment where I feel like the house of cards is going to fall down. Do you think? I said, this person canceled. They can't make it to the meeting. I said, do you think I should just have the meeting anyway and we can meet with them later? She said, yeah, of course. That's exactly what to do. And then she said, I hope you haven't done this other thing either, because we're not supposed to start that yet. I haven't started my part. And that was another thing that was in the back of my brain. So by pausing and taking that time, the whole thing arranged itself and it turned out to be amount to exactly nothing. Actually, it turned out to a positive thing that I had a great conversation and realized how supported and loved I was. So that's what I remember. Before we even ask, God has already answered. Our job is not to like desperately find it. It's to relax into it, into the flow of life where these things happen naturally. Sandy Page, thank you. She said, wow, I love your stories and enthusiasm, you guys. Anyone else who's listening to this podcast should know that on Thursdays from 2:30 to 3 roughly, we record the first segment of our show.
The podcast.
You can go on Facebook Live and watch it broadcast there and comment as you want, you know, in real time. But for now, coming up next, Divine Guidance Counselor Jeff Spikes builds our confidence with today's daily word, gratitude. Thank you for listening to The Funniest Thing on Unity Online Radio.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
You're listening to Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, the best-looking guys on the radio. If you have a question or comment about today's show, or if you'd like to join in the discussion, friend us on Facebook at Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, or email us at funniestthing@unityonlineradio.org. Now, back to Funniest Thing.
Well, you asked for it. We're back.
Yes.
And actually, that's the title of today's podcast. You asked for it with guest Jeff Spikes. We want to thank all our listeners.
Well,
but
first,
before we do,
Ed. Quick reading from Daily Guidance from Your Angels.
Ooh.
This is also on our reading list. She says, take it easy. This is from Doreen Virtue. Sometimes you struggle and strain to achieve so much that you unwittingly block yourself. This is especially true when you want something so badly that you try over and over again to make it happen. That's why surrendering brings about immediate results. When you deliver your wish to the universe, you also release the fears that previously blocked you. Letting go is a statement that says, I know my wish is manifesting in the best possible way, even if I'm not certain exactly how it will happen. This faith is akin to opening the front door and welcoming your desire into your home. Take it easy today and allow the universe to do the work of creating your dreams. Your job was done once you made the wish, so turn it over to God and enjoy the creative ways in which your prayers are answered.
Yes, just that's the you know what? I read an Emmett Fox from our Emmett Fox reading this morning. It says, pray with a feather.
That's right, and not a pickaxe.
And that really is what praying with a feather is, what you just read. It means just let go. Like, you made your request, and now let go in the delight of knowing that God is on it. You don't have to be. That's what came to me this morning. Because in the middle of the night, I caught myself using my brain power.
Yes.
To try to overcome. I had my neck and jaw was killing me.
Yes.
And I started going, you know, heal. And I go, wait a minute. You're using will, your mental will as a prayer. I caught myself. And then it got reinforced this morning with the reading from Emmett Fox, where he says, you know, just pray lightly, pray gently.
Yeah, it's similar.
And know that just delight in the knowledge that just knowing that God is on it. Don't worry about how it's going to be remedied. Like you shared about your hip last week. You know, it's not about checking every 5 minutes.
That's right. When you go up to McDonald's to order your favorite Big Mac, you don't go, please, give me a Big Mac, please. You know they have. You order the Big Mac and you wait.
Drive forward. You let it go. I know.
And that, it's similar to prayer. Sometimes we pray to God as if it doesn't exist, and that's just reinforcing the lack.
Yes.
It's like praying with the same mind that created the lack in the
first
place.
Well, yeah, praying, I doubt this is going to work. That's why the pressure comes in.
That's
instead
right.
of praying
relax.
Gently. Relax.
I've been learning a lot about that going into the show, because it's very different to pray just going, God, I don't even have to work hard to change my brain right now or anything.
Yes.
I know you're doing the work. I don't have to. All I got to do is show up, be loving, be kind, and just be amazed at
yes.
what happens here.
So, yes. So here we go.
Here.
We want to thank our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you again.
And if you want to write us, you can do so at Funniest Thing, P.O. Box 1312, Culver City, California, 90232.
Yes.
You can also just go to our website, darylned.com, press the contact button, and it'll shoot us an email.
Yes.
We love your questions, your comments.
Yes.
Even if you think you might want to be a guest and read the Daily Word on our
Ooh.
Show. We don't shy away from considering anybody. Especially if you've been a listener for so long. We also want to thank the chief engineer who makes this show possible, as well as all the other shows on Unity Online Radio. His name's Jeff Comfort, and each week he takes us
right into the comfort zone.
Yeah. A shout out to Message of Hope. Now, this is a branch of Daily Word that provides free spiritual materials to those in need. And it's mainly for the blind and visually impaired, but they don't discriminate. You can call them at 866-421-3066 if you'd like to assist them in any way or receive their services. Also, a shout out to the prayer line, 1-800-NOW-PRAY, 800-669-7729. We use this all the time.
They also have an app, the letter U, the word pray.
Yes.
It's called the YouPray app. The letter U, the word pray, it's free at the App Store.
And use it. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big to turn over to Silent Unity.
Yeah, because really we're treating not the condition. We're treating the concern
yes.
in our mind. So it doesn't matter how big or small the thing is. It's about treating our mind so that we get back in the flow with life. And that's where amazing things happen.
Because you know how this is called? You asked for it. Because the bottom line is life is consciousness. And
yes.
once our mind calms down
yep.
and it starts accepting good again, we get evidence of it immediately because it's always there. But when we're concerned, it doesn't mean terrible things are going to keep happening. But what it does mean is I'm cut off from seeing it. I'm delaying it.
I can't believe Sienna Ollier from France wrote us a quick letter earlier on Facebook. She said, hi, friends. What do you do for those days when your usual tools, meditation, reading, the yes walk, don't seem to work and you need something like a massive weapon to raise your vibrations? The prayer line
yes.
is one of those things. Again, 800-669-7729, Silent Unity. The reason is there's something when I can't find it within myself, hearing someone else speak and pray from this consciousness of oneness and wholeness helps my brain to reset and see what is real.
Yes.
Because it wants to. And sometimes, like, you know, our minds, that's why it feels so bad to feel so bad, because it's so much struggle. We don't,
yes.
it's like our own, and we've trained our own mind to fight against our own good, you know, like in
yes.
different ways, not necessarily like realizing what we were doing, but it's like such a relief. So prayer line is one of those things. Listening to someone else talk, like Reverend Ike on YouTube or Daryl, and that's something that where you hear. But prayer line is one of those things where it's a real person, or just type your prayer into the YouPray app. But something about turning it over and realizing it's not all on me or on
yes.
you. That's really what it all comes down to, so that our mind can relax and we can get back in the flow with the good we asked for. And so the Daily Word comes up now, and the Daily Word is something that we use as part of our morning routine. You can read the Daily Word at the bottom of the darylanded.com homepage. It refreshes every day, or you can go to dailyword.com. It refreshes there also. We recommend ordering it for yourself. Well, yes. Again, we're not sponsored by anyone. We're not getting paid to say that, but we use it. We've been reading it every day for quite some time. Daryl, over 30 years. Myself, over maybe 15 years now, I've been reading it. And it's just one of those things that it always turns out to be the perfect thing that we need to hear. And it's not just us that say that. We know editors of the Daily Word that have told us that time and time again. They hear it all the time. So to help us out with the Daily Word for today's show, which is gratitude, which is someone that we are very grateful for. Our fans love him. We love him. His name is Jeff Spikes. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic and just love being here with you guys. You're more fun than anything I can imagine.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're always happy to have you on board.
I know you've been listening for a minute. Is there anything like at the front of your mind since you've been hanging out?
You know, you guys reminded me of a story I heard about a preacher the other day where they had been praying for rain. His whole congregation had been praying for rain for the whole week. And that Sunday he got up and asked, how's everybody doing with rain? Like, everyone, how's your belief coming? Is everyone really believing in rain? And everyone in the whole church broke out in belief and just dancing and jumping up and saying, yes, we believe. And it's going to rain. And, you know, one lady even broke out into tongues. It was became really this compassionate, big, huge thing. And he goes, hey, so where's everybody's raincoat? Where's your umbrella? Nobody had raincoats or umbrellas.
Yes. Right.
Talk about, you know, going and ordering a Big Mac. And it's like, if you know something's happening, then you know it's something different than wishing it were to be,
yes,
or whatever. So that deep knowing is important.
Yes. It's, I love that, because I often use it. Digging ditches is what Mike Dugan, my mentor, called it. And of course, it's from Florence Scovel Shinn. And it started even when I was looking for a place when I got out of the Coast Guard. I was moving back to New York. And, you know, it was similar to the story in the Florence Scovel Shinn book. And he goes, well, did you buy sheets yet? You know, buy the sheets as if you're going to have the apartment.
Yeah.
Like, really commit to acting as if. I'm going to tell you, folks, it sounds ludicrous. It does not sound reasonable. But you know what? The spiritual way of life, I mean, when you start understanding these principles, common sense becomes uncommon sense. And I mean that in a great way, because it really does work.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And that's why today's Daily Word I like too, because gratitude, you know, there's a lot of, the word gratitude is used a lot in recovery, you know, arenas, and in the 12-step groups, you hear the word gratitude, 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 make a gratitude list, gratitude, to the point where sometimes it gets mistaken as a homework assignment that's given to kind of remedy a sour mind. But we're here to say, no, actually, by starting to appreciate is really what gratitude is. Appreciating what we already have puts us in a state that's attractive to receive, like we're saying on this entire show. This is like digging ditches for your life is gratitude. So it's not, we don't wait until we get what we think we should have before we're grateful. And it also doesn't mean pretend to be grateful for something you already have that you don't have. No, it's even simpler than that. It's whatever it is you desire, whether it's a healing, right? Whether it's a new job.
Yes.
Whatever it is, a financial windfall, whatever. Just if you could remember just sometime during your day to sit or list what you appreciate right now in your immediate little square.
Yes.
And that feeling,
yes,
appreciating what you do have,
right,
opens you up to what this whole show is about, which is the good that's already there. And you know what? It works every time, because that's when these seemingly unexpected or serendipitous windfalls or healings, miraculous healings, occur.
Yes.
And today's daily word is gratitude. So you want to read it, Jeff?
Yeah. Okay, come on. Speaking of a deep inner knowing, right?
Yes.
Deep gratitude fills my heart and mind. During times of quiet contemplation, I bring to mind everything I have to be grateful for. And those thoughts fill my mind like wildflowers blooming in a field. As I feel gratitude for my blessings, my heart becomes full with quiet joy. This joy touches every part of me and inspires me to share my blessings in a spirit of grateful service. Sharing my joy is a wonderful way to feel aware of the divine spirit within myself and others. My gratitude practice keeps me calm and confident as I feel grateful for answered prayer, even when the answer has yet to manifest. I continue to give thanks in the sure knowledge that even more blessings are coming my way. And the Bible verse for this is 1 Timothy 4:4-5, which is, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, provided it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by God's word and by prayer.
Wow.
Wow. Love that.
you read something from Fillmore that was right about that. That last paragraph, where when we're grateful, it makes us feel confident that answered prayer is coming. But even when things, like, you know what I'm talking about? Even if this comes, you know, it's almost like Mike Dugan would say, that's great. Remember you read that to me? You may not. I mean, listen, folks, if Ed can't find it, it's understandable, because we read stuff to each other all the time.
Yeah, like when he's talking about how necessary it is for us to look for only the things that are good and that we really want.
Yeah, and then even if things come that may not seem good at that time, just like this said in the Bible verse.
Yes.
But if we receive it with thanksgiving, like Dugan would always get, like if when I said, oh, they're calling me back in. Into the military during Desert Storm.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, everything was, that's great.
I remember when
what wonderful thing will come of this.
Yeah, and when you were talking, what I read, there's a word of openness. Like when we appreciate what we already have, we open up.
Yes.
And we remember this. I was just thinking how people say it's our divine birthright to have good, meaning it's like it's our natural state for good to flow through us.
Yes.
So when we're appreciating, which means to like enlarge, you know, like when things appreciate, they grow.
They go up in
they
value.
They appreciate in value, they grow in value. When we appreciate things, we're growing the value they have for us and the amount of space they sort of take up in our awareness at that moment. And really all that does is remind us that life, it's natural for life to work, to move in a positive direction. It's natural for our good to come to us. And then we end up being so kind and loving and being such an inspiration to others that it ignites their generosity, which is their natural way. And it really is just tapping in and remembering that, kind of contrary to what, like you said, what has become a bit of common sense. Contrary to that, the universe is working in our favor. Yes. We don't have to fight to get our good. No. We don't have to take it from anyone else. We don't. None of that is true. And that's what all this stuff, like Eric Butterworth said, unity is not a religion. It's just a way of seeing the world. And he was coming from the unity tradition, but it's not called unity. It's like really just like the Buddha said, I'm awake. Yes. And I see what's really going on here.
When we're happy, it means we're awake.
Yeah.
You guys heard of the opposite word to paranoia?
No.
Pro-noia. Pro-noia is the belief that the world is secretly conspiring in your favor.
Whoa.
That's it. I'm a pro.
Pro-noia. Never heard that. That is incredible.
Pro-noia.
What I really love is how simple it is. Like, this is not rocket science. You don't need a system. You really don't need, you know what I mean? Any special equipment.
That's right.
To get started.
Or qualifications.
To get started.
Right.
Enlarging your life. It just starts with these simple little practices.
Yeah.
Of, you know, and gratitude is one of them. And that's, it's right, so powerful.
That's right.
When it's not seen as a homework assignment. That's what I was trying to get at before.
You right.
know, in certain circles.
Or
where
an obligation.
An obligation. I did my gratitude list this morning. No.
Well, it's not magic words that suddenly right. make good happen or make us a better person. Like I said, it's just yes. really waking up to the good that we already have and yes. seeing clearly what's already all around us.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know Jeff is someone who I can feel the appreciation for life every time that you come on the show, and just your thoughtfulness and the way you interact with us, and the things you share with our listeners. So
yeah, and you got a lot going on now. Do you want to share any of that and how all that stuff transpires as a result of your attitude?
True. True.
I mean, and how you approach life with a spiritual lens?
You know, something since this pandemic has happened, I turned around, looked in the mirror and decided, and had with some force of nature, you know, that spirituality and gratitude. I was actually challenged by somebody because I was getting in a real negative mindset around that chemistry of doing a gratitude list. And if you do it for 30 days, your brain chemistry will change. And he challenged me to put that to a test, and I did, and led to some different things. I basically decided that I could look in the mirror and be honest with myself on a different level. And I decided to go after life from a very holistic reason. You know how in life we go after one thing at a time? I focus on work, or I focus on family, or I focus on being a better whatever. It's not this holistic move of just being the best person I can be in every moment of the day. And, you know, for 15, 20, 30 years, I've yo-yoed extreme weights. I've never been under 210. I'm at 195 today.
Wow. I'm jealous.
Well, it's 100% mindset of yes. gratitude and of just knowing that my body's meant to be what God wants it to be, not what I want it to
yes.
be.
Yes.
Right.
Where is my faith and my belief in God if I give myself the proper nutrition and move my body? And it's not like killing myself in a gym. It's walking.
Yes.
Some of these great coaches out there all pitching 10,000 steps a day. It's great. You know, doing a little bit of resistance training a couple of days a week to love myself, not to do anything other than to love myself.
Yes.
To express
yes.
gratitude for myself and what I'm doing. And then approaching business and being of service to others the same way, and approaching my home and my family the same way. And everything can move all at once if God's doing the work.
Yes. Yes.
All I have to do is that daily behavior. The daily behavior is where the champion's made, right? The champion's right. not made in the moment they get a belt or they get an award.
Right. I love this.
It goes with the meaning of universe, one song.
Yes.
It's not all these separate little songs, although you could focus on the separate instruments or the separate facets, like you said, but when you realize it's all working as one song, that's like what Daryl and I say. It allows me to say I'm doing a lesson with students, and another, all of a sudden the student interrupts and he's got, wants to take it a different direction. It allows me the flexibility to be kind and go yes. there for a little while and then maybe come back. But it's like the whole thing is one song. And I like the way you're saying that, but it's like we say, become an ambassador of God's love and focus on that and just watch how all the planets and all the yes. spheres in our existence start to harmonize, and the whole thing starts to expand in amazing ways.
And then the biggest payoff is we are the same person now in every different
yes.
arena. I'm not a different person at the gym because I'm trying to overcome my fear of gaining weight and I'm really pushing myself here.
Right.
So I'm a little bit agitated. I don't have time for you. No. Or we're overly gushing over here because we know we're going to meet
right.
people who could help us with our career. No. When we do it this way, number one, it takes all the pressure off, because I like how you said it. It's just, it's a little bit each day. Even when Ed and I talk about the morning routine, we're talking about a tiny little routine that you can do.
Right.
That you can do each day. Not 2 hours of meditation and then followed by a half hour of yoga, or it doesn't count. That's not sustainable. What Jeff, myself, and Ed have learned is little, just a little. All you need is a little, like that drop of water. You know, you drop water over time, it's going to wear it a path all the way to the ocean.
That's right.
So I love how you made this. And then we get to really love ourselves to the point where we become, I am the same person with my wife that I am with the barista. Like if my wife caught me now talking to the barista, she'd know, oh, that's the same guy I live with. I'm the same guy with the people I work with that I am with the people I meet at the gym, you know, on my walks up the hill. It's not, who is this guy? He's weird with
one
these
song.
People.
Same thing, yes, one it's song.
I love this.
Yeah, I love it too.
Because you gave a nice, clean, understandable definition to wholeness that I never put together before.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you, Jeff Spikes, man. We're going to wrap up the show.
Do we have a story about
guys,
Jeff?
Love you.
We love you.
Don't leave yet. We have a story.
Here we go.
Is this from his days in the Marines?
So I highlighted your lines. Okay. So we'll read it together.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Daryl and Ed saw Jeff Spikes playing, skipping, and laughing at a park nearby middle school studios recently. Daryl and Ed said, "It's great to see you. You look amazing." Jeff said,
"Well, that grief counselor that I started seeing after my goat passed died yesterday."
Daryl and Ed said, "We're sorry to hear that, but you look so happy." Jeff replied,
"No problem. He was so good at his job that I don't even notice he's gone."
Oh,
who is it?
It's the FedEx feline.
Oh,
Enzo
the cat. What did you bring, Enzo?
From Christina Robom from Utah. "I'm so glad I followed my gut and taught differently for these moments to emerge. That reminds me so much of Ed and Daryl. I thought you'd like this Yogi Kiddo journal entry." So Christina Robom, she was on the show in the past. She's a fan of the show, a friend of the show. She sent us a journal entry from one of her yoga students, a child who said, "I lay on my yoga mat, relaxed and still. I listen to Miss Christina ask us how we feel. I take a deep breath, say namaste. I think and listen and say, I will have a good day."
That is awesome.
That sounds like the way Jeff Spikes wakes up in the morning. The Unity of the West Side from Culver City said, "Who loves Daryl and Ed? We do." Again, go to the Unity of the West Side Facebook page. You'll see on October 25th, Daryl and Ed have a truth talk over there that you can enjoy.
Yes. And wait. Oh, my God. Look who's here.
Who is that?
Hello, senoras. It's Sergio Mendez.
All right. Are you going to sing us out of this one?
Yeah, this was a hit of mine with Brazil 66. You ready, boys?
Yes.
All the wisdom of the sea in a grain of sand. Look around. Just look around. Set the child within you free. When you look around, just look around.
Visit DarylNed.com.
Jeff Spikes, we love you.
To find everything we do.
Jeff Comfort, we love you too.
And thank you again for joining Daryl and Ed at Funniest Thing with, wait, Daryl and Ed on Unity Online Radio.
That cloud's a bird flying through the air.
Bop, 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 bop.
That happy leaves going to the fair. It's all there. It's all there. It's all there. It's all there. Woo-hoo!
Thank you for listening to The Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed. Listen in as these unlikely saints share more real-life stories of how surrendering to divine order always leads to better-than-expected outcomes. This program has been made possible by God through automated monthly transfers from Daryl and Ed's credit cards.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Sometimes you feel so alone and overwhelmed, you don't know where to turn. These days, it seems like there is no end to our problems. We invite you to connect with Silent Unity, the 24-hour prayer ministry where someone is waiting to pray with you right now. Since 1890, Silent Unity has always been there. No judgment or dogma, just someone affirming the best for you. Call 816-969-2000 today. You can also connect online at unityprayervigil.org.